out of sight, out of mind. Give your e-media to a friend or hide it well. All right, well, let's be very honest about this. The expression out of sight, out of mind is a very accurate and powerful expression. Things that we see around us that are easily available, we are going to be more attentive to them. Things that are hidden away, like the stuff at the back of your fridge, stuff at the back of your cupboards. You probably don't even know half the stuff behind there, right? A lot of stuff in our lives is hidden away somewhere. We don't ever think about it. But the things right in front of us get a lot more of our attention. So one of the most essential things of all, and this is probably, I would say, the 1% most potent of all the things we've talked about, is just getting rid of your technology from your capacity to get your hands on it, getting it out of sight, out of mind, getting it as far away from you as possible. So here's a very important question. Do you want to make your digital detox easy? Do you want to make it easy? If you do, this is what you can do to make it extremely easy. If you don't do this, it's probably going to be a lot harder. I often joke that we keep our cell phones in a hole in the ground that goes down 500 feet, filled with water and sharks, in a safe. We have a big hole that has sharks, and there's a safe right at the bottom, 500 feet down. And if we want to get our cell phone, we have to dive in, go through all the crazy sharks, pick the code for the safe somehow, and then escape with the cell phone. Right, that's a great idea. If you can get someone to build you one of those, your digital detox problems will be over. Not an issue. It's all fun and games. Yeah, you won't have any problem with it because you can't get your hands on it. The best thing I ever did, and in fact, if I hadn't done this, I wouldn't be doing this course and I wouldn't have had any success in this. The best thing I did was I gave my cell phone and the internet router, the box, to our neighbor. Put it in a bag and I said, take this away, I'll come and get it when I'm ready. And because it was in someone else's house, it was easy. I was like, oh my God, I feel so great, I feel so liberated. But if the internet had been plugged in and my phone was just sitting around, or even if I put it in a drawer, it wouldn't have worked. I know people who've had to lock their cell phone in a safe. If someone else has the number, they don't know what it is, but it's in their house. That's the only way to do it, right? This sort of stuff sounds a bit extreme. You don't necessarily need a safe. You don't need a hole in the ground, but at least give it to someone you trust. So you've probably heard the old expression, left to their own devices, you know, normally with children. If you left to their own devices, they did this, this, and this. Left to their own devices, they blew this thing up and trashed this and like smoked all this stuff and did all these things. This used to be a warning. Left to your own devices, the kids will wreck the house. Left to his own devices, he'll end up on crack. Left to her own devices, she'll just watch TV all day. Nowadays, we actually have electronic devices, and if we're left to our own devices, we'll probably waste hours and hours and hours of our time trapped in them. So if you want to be successful, we need to avoid being left to our own devices. It's literally 100 times easier to enjoy digital detox when you don't have access to your phone or your computer. If you have these things laying around, you're going to be tempted to use them. And the truth is that, frankly, most of us are more addicted to our cell phones and the internet than perhaps we realize. And most people will simply not be able to do a digital detox unless they remove the temptation to just check that one thing. Oh, I'm just going to quickly check that one thing and then I'll turn it off. Then you check it, oh, I might as well check my email, I might as well check Facebook, might as well check this, might as well check that, might as well check my stats, might as well do this, might as well watch a video, okay, I'll watch a film. Next thing you know, it's all over, right? And hours have gone past. I'll just send a quick message to that person who got back to me. This whole thing, we go into a trance state and click, 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 and it all just occurs. The only thing that I've seen reliably work is remove the devices completely. So they are literally out of sight and out of mind. So it's all very well thinking you can just keep your phone and laptop and it's all going to be fine. It won't actually work. And studies have shown that the mere presence of a cell phone, this is important to remember, the mere presence, just the fact that there is one around, distracts people from what's in front of them. So there's a study was done where they had two strangers sitting across from each other at a table, and they were asked to talk to each other and get some rapport and just find out about each other. And then afterwards, they rated how connected they felt to the other person. Okay, so the idea was just to see how connected do they feel. So they did the test again and again and again and again with different groups of people. And some tests, it was just two people sitting there. And other tests, it was two people sitting there with a cell phone there. It wasn't either of their cell phones, it was just a cell phone. And in the presence of a cell phone, consistently people felt less connected and less rapport with the person in front of them. So ironically, just the presence of a cell phone at all reduced their ability to focus on the person and feel connected. So even if you have a cell phone in your drawer or in your house, it's going to reduce your capacity to feel like you're taking a full digital detox. Yeah, there's studies to show these things, because as soon as you see it, or even if you know that it's there, you have the memory, the reminder that there's a whole world and all these things that could pull you through that device. So if you want to make it easy for yourself, why make it hard? If you want to make it easy, then just pull the plug, and instead of relying on willpower, because willpower is very, very, very weak. We only have a few minutes of willpower a day and it runs out. And as soon as you're hungry or tired or angry or stressed, willpower basically vanishes. So to make it easy, it's essential, 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 essential to give your devices to a trusted neighbor or a family member or a friend who physically takes it away from you and only gives it back when you've completed your digital detox. Or if you don't trust them, get a safe. Lock your phone in the safe and give the key or give the number to a friend. Ideally, if there's a key, it's easy. You just give them the key and they give it back to you. If it's a number, then they need to know what it is and not you, because if you know what the number is, you can open the safe yourself, right? So if you can get a safe with a key, then that's going to be a pretty good way to go about it if you don't trust people for various reasons. And remember, even if you give all this stuff to somebody else, they can't access your phone because they don't have your passcode. So unless they're a hacker and they have special tools of breaking it, they're not going to be able to figure it out. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it. They can't access it anyway. So, all right, how do you feel about this? This is going to make it a lot easier. And just to, again, to recap, I did this with my first digital detox. And what I realized is that if I hadn't given it away, because I've tried this before, by the way, I tried this multiple times and I always failed. And then finally I gave it to the neighbor and it was easy, 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 easy. Right? And all this has occurred as a result of that. So what I did again is I just put my phone and the internet router, the cable, everything in a box, gave it to her. And I said, I'll come around when I want it. And that's it. Job done. Magic happened. So much joy, so much ease, so much grace. I felt, finally, freedom. I can't tell you what a huge relief that was. Absolutely incredible. It made me realize what a big issue this actually is when I finally did that. So here's what you can do. Find somebody you trust to look after your devices for you, or get a safe. The person who's going to look after your stuff doesn't actually need to do anything except put it somewhere safely. That's it. They could just take it and put it in a drawer somewhere out of the way. That's it. It's easy for them to do. Okay. They can't access anything because they don't have your passcode. So you don't have to worry. You just give it to them, give it to someone you trust. They're not going to use it. So you can relax. Then, once you've securely handed over your devices, or you've put it in a safe and given someone else the key or whatever, this is what you can tell them. Okay, you now know that you're there safe. Under no circumstances are you to give this back to me. This is what you tell them. Here's the thing. Don't give it back to me, even if I scream and beg for it, until I've finished the digital detox. Right? And just to recap, some people listening to this haven't really got a problem with any of this stuff. It's no big deal. Other people, this is a big problem, right? A huge problem. So you might, if you're one of those people that are like, oh my God, I've never been without my phone. My phone's never been more than 5 feet away from me at all times for the last 5 years. I don't know. If you're that kind of person, then you might have to tell your neighbor, never give it back to me, even if I scream and beg, until the end of the time. So if I say you're going to get it on Monday and you can give it back on Friday, don't give it to me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Give it to me on Friday, even if I'm shouting and screaming and breaking windows. So that's going to ensure that they don't just kind of crack and give it back to you. So you can relax. So you make this clear up front. You say, here's who's going to take it. You give it to them. You tell them, don't take it back. And then you can relax and do your digital detox. You can focus with your off time. You can do other things. You can listen to music. You can go on walks, on hikes. You can take more rest. You can take care of your house. You can talk to people. There's all sorts of cool things to do. And remember, in past centuries, nobody had a cell phone. No one had them, right? And even in the 20th century, before cell phones, here's just a few inventions that people came up with without a cell phone, right? They came up with atomic power, the personal computer, the aeroplane, the automobile, rocketry, space travel, the submarine, antibiotics, television. The internet was invented before cell phones and all these things back in the 70s. Radio. Yeah, endless things were invented before people had cell phones and before they had access to all these different things. The internet, when it was first invented, you know, not much was going on like it is now. So what we're used to, the current type of thing that we are all engaged with, did not exist. And in fact, I believe to a large degree, the lack of all distractions is what allowed people to create all these wonderful things, because they had more capacity to think for longer periods of time. So you can relax knowing that it's going to be all right, and you can be calm and at peace handing those things over to your friend. So let's go through the practical steps of setting this up properly. Step one, who will take your devices? Who's going to take them from you specifically? Who's going to give them? What's the name of the person? Yeah, might want to write this stuff down. You can pause in between. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Who's going to take it? Write a few names down, or one person. All right. What devices are you going to give them? Is it going to be cell phone, tablet, computer? Are you going to give them your television? Or can you unplug your TV so it won't work if you have a TV, so it won't work without the plug? Sometimes you don't have to give all the bulky stuff. You can just give all the power cables and then they won't work anyway. So who is going to take them from you? What are they going to take? And how can you contact them? Yeah, is it a neighbor? Can you go and see them? Can you send them a message? Can you call them up? So just first thing is, how can you arrange this from happening? Second step is, when are they going to take this from you? Arrange a time. Don't let this go to chance. It's too easy for things to go astray. So make an arrangement. So you can say, for example, I am going to come round and drop off this bag of devices to you on Monday morning, let's say. So you know who's getting them, you know what they're going to get, and you know when you're going to drop them off, and then when are you going to pick them up? Are you going to go round on Friday or next Monday or in 2 weeks? and get them. So just be very clear. When are you going to pick them up? Next thing is, how are you going to make absolutely sure that you do this? Okay, because remember, the ego can be a little bit crafty sometimes. Don't leave this to chance. Make it happen. Make it happen in real life. So you might want to arrange this. You might even want them to come round. It depends how severe this is. You know, if you're the sort of person that likes to wiggle out of things, set as much accountability up as you can so that you definitely hand them over, and they're definitely not going to give them back to you until the time is right. So there you go. Now you know what to do. You understand how it works. Pick a person, put it in a bag, and drop it off. If you want to do the safe idea, if you haven't got a safe, obviously buy one. If you do have a safe, then if it has a key, that's easy. You just lock it and give it to someone else. Who are you going to give the key to? If it's a number safe, which a lot of them are, then who's going to, you know, put the new number in and make sure they write it down, obviously, so that you don't get locked in it forever. And then, you know, they can come back and unlock it for you when you're ready. Excellent. So please pay full attention to this. This is very, very important. If you do this, basically you've guaranteed your success. So I suggest that you set this all up right now. After this audio, you phone someone up, you sort this all out, get it all organized, and make it happen. Much love, and talk to you in the next audio.